You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Pamela Wu, in for Beth Ruyak. Opera Modesto is bringing one of the world's most famous operas to the stage at the Gallo Center for the Arts this weekend. It's a production of Bizet's Carmen. The opera centers on the alluring Carmen and her love affairs with a soldier and a bullfighter. The show also stars singers from Modesto and the Bay Area and features original choreography from a traditional dance troupe, real bullfighters, and, wait for it, the first ever live horse on the Gallo stage. Joining us today is Carmen, or mezzo-soprano Nicola Prince in the title role of Carmen, and the general and artistic director of Opera Modesto, Roy Stevens. Nicola and Roy, welcome to Insight.
Hi, thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, pleasure to have you here. You drove up from Modesto
you.
This morning. Well, Carmen is among the most well-known operas in history, but when it premiered in France in 1875, it wasn't exactly a hit. Roy, maybe you could tell us a bit about that history and how the opera grew to become so well-loved.
Yeah, it's kind of an amazing story, actually. Bizet died believing it was a failure, and right after he died, it suddenly became a huge hit everywhere around the world. And it's continued to this day. It's sexy, it's fun, it's dramatic, it's romantic. It's got an incredible leading lady, which I'll let Nicola tell you about shortly. But it's in this Me Too era, it represents a modern female kind of independence. It's really cool. But that's her part of it. But for my part, it's just great music. It's great drama. Everyone loves it. Everyone knows the tunes, even if they don't know they do, from cartoons, from elevators, from movies, just all over. It's there.
Chocolate commercials.
From chocolate commercials, yeah.
Chocolate commercials, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It really sort of followed none of the rules of the day. It broke musical and theatrical boundaries at the time. Nicola, would you like to talk about that?
Yeah. Well, it premiered at the Opera Comique, which is... In France, it was known for doing comic operas, and Carmen has funny moments in it. It has some brevity, levity to it, but it is a tragedy. It is a dramatic. It's grand opera in the very traditional sense, and so it kind of married these two styles, and that's, I think, attributes to why it was such a flop at first, because people were like, what do we do with this?
Wasn't what was expected in that circumstance.
Yeah, it was completely unfamiliar at the time, and it sort of makes you wish that Bizet had known how famous and beloved it was going to be.
Didn't get to enjoy the success. But this opera allows us to do a lot of things that you can't normally do with opera. We have some amazing partners like you spoke of, the Ballet Tradiciones Folklorico Troupe that's filtering Mexican-American folklorico through flamenco and Zacatecas state stylings, original choreography. And then there's a procession of the bullfighters in Act 4. And normally you have some extras that dress up as bullfighters and kind of sneak through. But we thought, because there's the amazing Portuguese bloodless bullfighting that happens in the Central Valley, there are 9 major arenas, why not have real bullfighters? So we have only real bullfighters on stage, a matador, forcados, which are called the suicide squad, and a bullfighting horse, which dances dressage on stage with an incredible rider, Paulo Ferreira, doing amazing things. It's really remarkable. So last night, we had this horse on stage doing beautiful things. It's just really remarkable.
Amazing. Hearing you describe it, I can really visualize all this excitement and activity on the stage. This Carmen has a reputation as being a performance that's great for new opera audiences. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think from my perspective, she is such a magnetic character. With Carmen, she's sexy, she's vibrant, she lives for herself, and she's often really referred to as a villain, you know, this femme fatale, she's the end of man. But I think that's really misunderstood. Carmen is free and doesn't go by anyone's rules. And I think to a lot of people, a woman who lives for herself and doesn't apologize is really terrifying, but also very exciting.
Very exciting.
Isn't that what we aspire to now?
Yeah, that's what I want to see more of in the world. So it's really so much fun and really amazing to get to play a role that I want to try to emulate in my own life. Yeah.
And I have to tell you that we chose Nicola Prince as the Carmen for this because she has this incredible charisma on stage, this fearless energy on the edge, which is exactly what Carmen is. She's also amazingly alluring, too, but that's not the point of the role. The point is that she's this independent, cool, modern woman, and Nicola really embodies this. She's a powerful, amazing performer.
You have performed this role before, so yeah. You're familiar with it.
Yeah, pretty familiar. I've done it a couple times now, and each time it gets easier, it gets more fun, it gets more interesting. I pick up skills along the way, like, you know, Carmen is supposed to be a dancer, she's supposed to play the castanets, has to sing, she has to look good in every single costume at all points on stage, and also, like, reading tarot, I've picked up from doing this show, and there's a particularly poignant scene where, spoiler alert, she predicts that Don Jose is going to kill her, and she reads it in the cards. And so with each production, I pick up yet another facet of Carmen to make her more whole and more interesting.
This explains why your description of her is so intimate. It feels like you really know her. So I have to ask, how do you, Nicola, relate to her, and how do you not relate to her?
Well, I have always admired her. I like to, you know, being a performer, professional singer, I've chosen a career where I put my career, my job, myself first at all times, and I don't apologize for that. And I think, you know, traveling all over the world and meeting new people and forging relationships is something that Carmen did a lot as a traveler. And I mean, as for like the being alluring to men, meh, I take it or leave it.
That was a little bit of a personal question.
She does some crazy things in life as well. I mean, yeah. I mean Nicola, I don't mean Carmen. I mean Nicola yeah. herself. She's an aerial trapeze artist. She sings opera hanging upside down from her ankles and so forth. It's totally nuts. We, the rest of us opera singers, listen to her and watch her doing this, are like, oh my God, what's she doing? It's really amazing, though. And she's all sorts of cool things. Not just an opera singer. She's an actress, a cabaret artist, and this powerful opera singer. So I have to quick insert here that we have some really wonderful other performers from the Bay Area, from the Central Valley, from Sacramento, and also we have a Brazilian baritone making his U.S. debut as the bullfighter Escamillo, Johnny Francois, who romances and wins Carmen at the end. Well, until she...
He wins, then he loses.
Yeah. this may come as no surprise to anyone, but Carmen tragically... Oh, I shouldn't say it.
No.
Dies at the end. I let it go. Sorry.
I mean,
spoiler alert. You still want to see the show, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
You still want to see the show. It's what happens from the beginning to the end. I mean, the entire premise of the show is fate. There's this one card in tarot in the major arcana called the Wheel of Fortune, and I feel like Carmen lives by it. She lives by fate. You can't fight it. There's a version of Carmen called Carmen Jones, starring Dorothy Dandridge and Harry Belafonte. It's incredible. And she had this one line, ain't no use arguing with the wind. And every time I play Carmen, I try to embody that, like, she lives for herself, but the one thing she cannot control is fate.
Let's take a listen to one of the most recognizable songs synonymous with this opera. This is Nicola Prince as Carmen.
Yeah.
That was mezzo-soprano Nicola Prince as Carmen. Nicola's in the studio with us. There has to be some sort of pressure, right, when you're singing such a well-known song like that one.
Oh, yeah.
Habanera.
Don't forget the words.
Don't forget the
All
words.
All of these arias he puts in this opera for Carmen are strophic. Oh, it's just the biggest fear is like...
Meaning that they have verses, so it's hard to remember where you are because it sounds like the same music to the singer.
Mm. Yeah. So I've done this. I feel like I know this role every inch of my body, but still, like, before I go on stage, before the habanera, I'm like, what are the first words? What are the... L'amore. Yeah, got it. Good. Good to go.
So that's what goes through your head. What goes through your heart?
What goes through my heart? I think with performing in this opera, it's important to get lost in the role, but not too lost in the role. Because you have to be aware of so many moving parts on stage, costume, the chorus members interacting with people, making sure you catch the conductor sometimes. So sometimes it's easy to get so sucked into the drama and really feel it and lose yourself a little bit, but I still have to maintain that I'm a performer. I'm doing my job. I have to make sure I'm standing on this X at this moment and getting that light at this moment. So there's certain moments where I kind of, my heart will, like, every time I do the card aria, it's almost like a trance. It's like, it's the only moment of the opera where Carmen's not being performative. It's the realest moment for her where it's only her. No one else is listening except, you know, the entire audience of 1,000 people. But it's a very private moment. And that's one of the times where I feel very clued in to Carmen.
I'm talking with mezzo-soprano Nicola Prince, who's playing the title role in the opera Carmen this weekend with Opera Modesto and the company's general and artistic director, Roy Stevens. Roy, I understand you're a Modesto native who returned to your hometown to sing with Opera Modesto for over 3 decades. How has your perspective evolved on being a singer now that you were in an administrative and creative role?
Well, it's pretty fascinating. As you can imagine, going from being the self-centered performer, soloist singer, now having...
He's not looking at Nicola.
Now I have to think about everything. Like, for example, yesterday I spent part of the day trying to find rubber mats so that our performing horse wouldn't slip on the backstage slippery concrete. So as a performer, if I was singing the title role of an opera, I wouldn't be worrying about that at all. So it's fascinating because now I get to organize, I get to imagine, I get to work with these incredible community partners. We're doing things with teens. So we have about 15 wonderful teen performers that are in the chorus and these vibrant dancers. So I love combining people and celebrating different aspects of people's heritage, like the Azorean Portuguese heritage and the Mexican-American heritage that all goes back to Spain in some ways, just like this opera does. Even though it's French, it's about Spanish people and Spanish traditions. So I find that fascinating. So it's hard work. It's different work. It's cool challenges. I'm really enjoying it.
How do you like to make decisions about opera repertoire in any given season?
Well, for the main stage operas, we need to do popular titles to bring people in, so they'll want to stay with the opera. However, starting next year, we're doing a third opera per year, which is going to be based on a famous literature source, which will allow us to do a literacy initiative. I'll come back another time and tell you about that. Although the first one is a Jane Austen-based opera, we'll have the first ever Jane Austen con in the Valley and all sorts of cool things, but that's for another day. So we're going to be doing
a
variety of interesting things, including very popular ones like Carmen. What were you going to say?
I know a lot of people who'd be interested in a Jane Austen con.
Mm-hmm. We'd like to invite them next January to Modesto.
So you used to be... a singer. When did you start?
So I made my professional debut in 1987. I've sung in 20 plus countries, La Scala, the Met, all sorts of places, and had a ball. I've sung as a dramatic baritone, a dramatic tenor, a buffo basso, and whatever I feel like. I'm a chameleon opera singer, and I've really had lots of fun.
Nicola, tell us a bit about your personal history in opera. When you started, how you knew you wanted to make it your career?
I actually started off as a pianist with crippling nerves performing in front of people. And so I played piano for a long time. I accompanied people. I sang in choirs, too. And I was told by a teacher that I'd probably be a better singer than I was a pianist. So I started singing. And started taking lessons when I was in college, and I did not plan on being an opera singer. That's why I got tattoos and learned alternative styles of music. And then someone's like, "You're an opera singer." And I'm like, okay, here I am.
All right.
And unexpected things in life.
Yeah. You know, ain't fate. No use arguing with the wind.
There you go. Know?
Just like Carmen. We've been talking about the performances that will be coming up at Opera Modesto. They're on Friday and Sunday, but you have one more like bonus show
next week. So let me just say Friday at 7:30 with a pre-opera talk at 6:30, on Sunday at 2 o'clock with a pre-opera talk at 1, next Tuesday the 7th with Music in the Mountains in Nevada City in the oldest theater in the West, the Nevada Theater, where once trod the boards Mark Twain. That one will be a narrated highlight version, the performers in costume with chorus and orchestra. It'll be lots of fun. Come and see us though in Modesto and then in Nevada City.
You mentioned the pre-show talk before the performance. What's covered in that talk, and who do you encourage to come?
That's everyone. Mm. So this Friday, for example, we'll have 250 teens that will be attending. They will all be at the pre-opera talk to find out about the opera, learn some insights, know about the music, the story, the background, so that when they start the opera, half an hour later, they're ready to roll.
A lot to look forward to. It was a pleasure having both of you in the studio. That's mezzo-soprano Nicola Prince, who's playing the title role in Carmen, and the company's general and artistic director, Roy Stevens. Thanks for being on Insight, and best wishes for great performances this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You can see Opera Modesto perform Carmen on Friday and Sunday, and as you just heard, in Grass Valley as well on Tuesday. We have event and ticket information at capradio.org/insight. That is Insight for today. I'm Pamela Wu. Insight is produced by Bert Johnson, Kate Gonzalez, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Today's engineer is Antonia Muniz. Our senior producer is Helen Barrington, and Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. We are back with another live show tomorrow. Thank you for joining us.